everyone, and welcome to the Necessary Podcast. I can only hear in one ear.
You're not supposed to verbalize that. You're supposed to
turn me up a little. In the left ear.
Out of control. There's a man's voice on here, so y'all know we got visitors in the living room today.
They are homies. They're not visitors. We don't have visitors.
You're so damn bossy.
Anybody who don't pay rent is a visitor.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You don't have to pay rent when you bought the building.
What building you bought?
I'm going to be quiet.
We need a proper introduction.
Hey. It's our bros.
Mic check, one, two,
oh,
okay.
Oh, my God.
I ain't your damn bro.
You're our black brothers.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
I said the bros.
So, I guess like Yoshi said, you've heard the men's voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Word. This is 45s for the Scumbag Lounge Podcast.
Yeah, this your boy K-Stucky 76 from the Scumbag Lounge Podcast.
And you all can hear us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for back to see.
Every Wednesday?
That thing.
Every Wednesday.
That
okay.
Thing working.
Yeah. Okay.
It working too. Look.
What's working?
This right here.
How did you get the name 40 Fonz?
This is something they gave me back in, I was in high school. My friends gave it to me. So
I mean, but there's always a storyline behind
You know the rapper,
E-40.
E-40?
Kind of, yeah, oh, okay. So okay.
Oh, you was rapping back in the day?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, they thought you looked like him.
Of course I could rap, Nick.
Oh, okay. Give me a bar. That was a bar.
He used to rap.
Everybody have one.
Used to cook.
Everyone has at least one.
Used to cook
something in their arsenal from back in the day. So, can you spit something?
I don't have it no more. I'm 45 now.
Uh oh.
So. Yeah.
Oh, you got something.
Yeah. He ain't got it. He ain't got it no more.
He ain't got it no more.
At some point, you got to retire, right?
Oh,
you used to be a rapper too?
Hell no.
What you used to do?
He looked like he was an LL.
Well, we know where he got his name from because it's just a shortened version of his government name.
I used to,
he was a nymphomaniac.
He used to be a stripper.
He was
a male stripper.
He was a nymphomaniac.
He's probably still one of them.
I'm a sexual tyrannosaurus.
I'm done with this shit.
Well, they extinct anyway, so
exactly. So what? So what does that tell you?
All dinosaurs ain't extinct.
All them ain't extinct. It just changed.
What dinosaurs still walk around here in America?
Alligators and crocodiles. They consider
that's not
dinosaurs,
a dinosaur.
Right?
That's a reptile.
We consider that. What were dinosaurs? Reptiles, right?
No,
I don't think so.
Oh
hold on,
God.
We might have to Google that now. I don't remember.
We need a fact check.
But what I will say
you
is, we've just had. Shit, I don't know. That wasn't something I needed to know.
Let me tell you, I've been out of school for a very long time, and I don't remember life science. So,
yeah, alligators are.
Is that life science?
They're like,
the Komodo dragons.
No, that's not with dinosaurs. Dinosaurs would be more like anthropology.
Roll that out again.
Sue got
anthropology.
Okay, yes, dinosaurs are considered a type of reptile.
Oh, well, I be damned.
1 point for the Scumbag Lounge.
We up on y'all already.
You know what?
We keeping school too. We gonna educate y'all.
No, we got a point too because Yoshi said anthropology. And 2 points for me for saying it right.
Okay, all right.
You know my tongue tied.
How y'all go?
Twisted.
How somebody go to Dunkin', then the other one go to Starbucks. You don't like Dunkin'?
Oh, I love Dunkin'. I'm just under the weather.
She
right
needed
now.
A medicine ball.
Yeah, I needed a medicine ball.
Dunkin' don't make them.
What kind of coffee you got?
I just have original blend.
Original blend.
Yes, with cream and Splenda.
And I got made from the house.
I usually make mine at home, but Yoshi,
I'm on a fixed income.
You know when she's driving.
Yes, I made
you gotta be on
a
time.
Whole video
oh,
this
she will
morning.
Make a video about you. Oh, being late.
Damn.
I got tequila mixed with orange juice.
Already? That's not a sunrise.
Sunrise, yes.
Well, yeah, I guess you would drink a tequila sunrise in the morning, right? Yeah, right. That could work.
Like a mimosa, right? Well, something like that.
Mimosas are mostly like for brunch, though, right?
Yeah,
we would do brunch mimosas, but you could definitely get away with a tequila sunrise. Mm-hmm. Did you have tequila sunrises when you were on your vacation? Where'd you go?
I went to Antigua.
That's on my list. Did you have some tequila?
Tequila sunrises and mimosas. And
rich nigga.
All type of shit.
You had a special drink for the nightcap too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
What was that one?
What was that drink we were drinking?
Any?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Rum?
It's rum in it though. Yeah, but.
So the Caribbean islands are mostly known for their rum.
Right.
They have the best rums. I think that's why I love rum, because I love Caribbean islands. Mm-hmm. But that's my drink of choice. And they have the best rum in all the Caribbean islands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, last time you been down there? You was in DR, last year?
No, we Who's haven't DR? Done DR in a you long were. Time. Yeah. She was. I went to Jamaica.
Oh,
last
okay.
year. So we went to the actual...
I went to DR like 2 years ago.
We went to the rum distillery where they actually make the rum. And it's... I'm telling you, what you're buying in the United States is not what's being sold overseas.
Right. I made some in Dominican Republic.
Okay. Because I've heard that even when my girlfriend went to Mexico and had the tequila there...
Mm-hmm.
It's
way smoother.
Yes.
You can just tell the difference.
I got a travel size back from when my best friend went and came back, and it was so good.
But see, that make you think. So if I'm over here in the United States and all of this alcohol is imported from other places, but yet when I go there, it tastes totally different from what it's supposed to be over here. Mm-hmm. What is the United States doing? It's almost like, and I ain't saying I did this.
Well, it's imported over.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying I know of things going on like this.
There's something added to it.
Being in a nightclub, I know niggas who have nightclubs. Mm-hmm. And they will take the house liquor and put it in the more expensive bottles and make you feel that. Or they will take some out of a top shelf. And then put water.
Can you not water tell
it down? They'll water it down some. If it's a stronger beverage, they'll water it down some.
To stretch it.
Yeah, to stretch it. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to believe what is.
So when you get your drinks, you're like, it's weak.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's still gonna kind of do what it needs to do, because you have to remember whatever alcohol pairs with. It's going to basically, take on the effect of it. You know what I'm saying? So water is no longer water once you add alcohol to it. If I got a cup of water, cup of alcohol.
Yeah, I get it.
It's absorbing the molecules of the alcohol.
Yes, we do have a scientist on the show.
Listen, I heard all that, but if you drinking your regular shit, and you wake up the next day with a headache, you probably have some pull up.
What's pull up?
Where they mixed it, the same molecule shit you talking about. Oh. Where they mix it all together.
Version.
Where they stretch out the good shit with and make some, some lower grade. And then give it to sell it.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Wake up with a hangover and
headaches
sick.
And all that. And that's usually your drink where you don't. It don't do
so
you
what's,
like that.
So what's like a more expensive gin? Because I'm not a gin. Like an Amsterdam or something?
No,
that's damn.
Yoshi man, what's the most expensive, the most high grade gin that there is?
Gin?
I don't drink gin.
Bombay.
So if you take,
I'm just throwing it out, and
we don't know this for sure, so don't nobody ding us. So if I pour out half the bottle, half the bottle of Bombay, but I know Seagram's gin is probably the cheapest one, and then I mix the Bombay with the Seagram's.
Headache.
More than likely, I'm going to wake up the next day with the...
Headache.
Yeah, because I've altered the molecular makeup of the Bombay.
Go ahead, Yoshi. You got their heads turning like owls.
Let me tell you something.
It is twisting left and right.
Her is smart over here. She reads. She knows a little something about a little bit of everything. Don't play with me.
I'm telling you, I always tell them I learn every day. I learn from
them. Let me tell you something. I made an A+ in pharmacology. A+.
Oh, I didn't know they had a. I didn't know pharmacology was a thing.
Pharmacology is the study of. It's basically the chemistry of nursing.
Oncology.
So we could talk about meds. We could talk about, you know, molecular structures of liquids or liquefied substances.
Oh. So, yeah, she getting into chemistry and consumer chemistry now.
That probably makes me a vaginacologist.
Gynecologist. They already
No.
He said a vaginacologist.
They go to school.
So what's the difference between
in the field.
What's the you a field? You a field professor?
Yeah, I learned in the field.
You OJT.
I learned in the field. I didn't go to school. Gynecologists go to school.
Okay.
Vaginacologist learning the field.
So tell me your education in as a vaginacologist.
Because you said fluids and stuff and all that, so I'm all in on that.
Oh, okay.
Make something dry.
Oh my
wet.
God.
Oh, y'all called me on the show.
We didn't call for that.
Why not?
It was time that we got back together because it had been a little minute. You hear?
You know what? This is just not for the listeners who do not know what's going on. My mic is
they swerving away from me.
So when it's dry,
you make it wet. If it's loose, you make it tight. Any other tips you have for us?
Okay.
What's the show?
Vaughn Scruggs holding that thing to her mouth.
No, I'm not.
Hold it like Jill Scott.
Really?
Yeah, hold it like Jill Scott.
How Jill Scott hold it?
I don't know what Jill Scott do. I don't know.
You just did it.
I was just doing something. Oh, okay.
See, yeah. I can't with y'all.
Anyway,
y'all better give us a topic.
It's a new year. We hadn't seen you guys in forever. Mm-hmm. How has the new year been for you all?
New Year's
the new year. Bringing in the
new year's been dope to the 20th.
Do we really want to touch that right now?
Can't help but touch it.
I mean, I feel like we have been through all four seasons in the last 10 days.
Yeah, it's been rough. I went to my HR to find out if I was a DEI hire.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I want to make sure. They're coming for you.
Mm. I mean, did you get your letter in your email?
Well, I am technically a federal contractor.
Okay.
You know, I'm just waiting for that outsourcing letter, you're a federal contractor, so your services are no longer
needed. This is crazy.
So me as a federal employee, and they tell you don't accept it because, of course, the whole federal government got the letter in their email.
I got the letter too, but from someone else.
And
they
let me tell you what you don't even have to do. All you have to do is click the mark that you accept it. They say you ain't got to even fill nothing out. They already know who they sent it to. Ooh. And once you reply to it via email,
you out.
You out.
Damn.
Right.
Damn.
So,
and they don't tell you that.
But now they've said, don't, because they gave you till February the 6th to reply. Mm. They said they don't even know if they can live up to what they're offering in this letter. So do not accept.
Please do not accept.
So this is. Okay, go ahead. I'll let you.
I'm good.
Okay, so my understanding is because some companies and organizations have met with their people, some haven't. Mm-hmm. And so I know of some people that met on Friday. Now to my understanding, they have lessened it to 3 to 4 months of pay and not all the way until.
Oh, it's not.
Because how can you guarantee if I took the offer, right, you're going to tell me that you're still going to pay me until September 30th?
It's the fiscal year.
My understanding is if you come back prior to however many years, you will have to pay that.
Yeah, you owe the money back.
What? And also now they haven't determined, but my understanding is you will forfeit all your years of government service.
They,
hell no.
Your retirement.
Hell no.
You work for the government?
So I would definitely consider before I was trying to get back.
Read, define, print.
A lot of people don't read, define, print.
That senator from Virginia. Damn. What is his name? Tim Kaine or some shit. I think his name is Tim Kaine. Mm-hmm. He said that Trump can't even promise you guys that.
No, so he can't.
He said that's Congress.
He's pushing the envelope to see how far he can go
in this budget.
He has these people in place.
Yeah.
He already knew what he was going to do.
Probably
way before.
Right.
Yeah, it's all a fear tactic. It is to get people of color.
He's been playing on everybody's intelligence
because something else going on, and this is me. It's like people always find a way to distract because something else is going on the other side. Yeah. So,
well, he's trying to balance the budget to say, see, all it takes is, you know, you pay people a little money. See what I did? I came in less than 30 days, I balanced the budget. But I don't think it's going to work that way.
How does that work for... Oh, go ahead.
So, if Project 2025, right, was saying that they were going to get rid of a lot of federal employees and replace them with Trump loyalists, like people that they're going to vet these people and bring them in to support his ideas, his views, and all that. So I think it's just step one of that process. Right. They want to put everybody that's pro-Trump in government, as many as they can.
So here's my deal. I know nobody from Trump's staff or anyone he knows is going to come and replace my job as a nurse for the federal government because, yeah, whatever. I'm like a lower level player. So I think, and I'm not even opposed to this, he put that also in place for the people who have been in GS-15 positions, that's the highest you can go, in the general schedule positions. They'll be there for years and years and years. I know people who've been in GS-15 positions 20-something years, making anywhere between $150,000, $200,000, who ain't doing shit. It's a lot of people in high positions within
that
the federal government
gone.
That need to be gone. Yeah. And you really have to force them to retire.
I heard that too, yeah.
I get that. And I'm with that because it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
one of my friends said that too. Though.
If that's the case, right, then offer those people the package.
You can't offer them the package because they're not going to take it. You're almost going to have to force them to retire.
Mm.
And now that we've taken out the equality and different things like that, diversity, now they don't have a leg to stand on.
Right.
They can't sue you anymore for... Oh, you discriminated for me for pregnancy. You discriminated for age. You discriminated for this, that, and the other. Now it's just like, all right, so your old ass can get Social Security and your retirement. It's time for you to go, ma'am.
Right.
Put your paperwork in.
Well, just put a cap on the time you can serve then.
Right. Make a law for that.
Yeah,
if you've been in a GS position over X, Y, and Z time.
25 years, you're done.
You're done.
Put a cap on it. Like, just put a cap.
I thought they got 30, right? For they retire, right?
No, 20. No,
20.
Federal government, you only have to do 20 years.
So, so if I get a federal job, I can use my military time.
Yes.
Can count towards my years that I already put in the military can count toward that. So I may only have to work 12 years of government service and I can retire.
Right.
Because I got 8 in military service.
Yeah.
So.
Now that's sweet.
Yeah.
It is.
But if you can get in, but I got my Trump email saying the job that I was... that I was up for, you know, look for hiring and all that.
The hiring freeze.
They told me that was done. So.
And they're not going to allow anybody to take on any positions, I'm sure, until the next fiscal year.
Which
you
is
know
September.
When the fiscal year is?
Yeah. September.
September. So that's why he said the 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because this year has already been paid.
Right.
Right.
The fiscal year is, well, I learned this when I was over. The fiscal year is in September.
So how does that work with the private sector?
It doesn't really apply
to
the private sector.
It don't, but it will cause a shift in workforce.
Right.
Because these people are going to be looking for jobs.
They need to be air traffic controllers.
They're going
to,
you know.
Oh, he's trying to get rid of them.
They're going to, you know, be looking for jobs. And then your job is now going to be more competitive. If you were looking for a promotion, now you can have more competition.
And so, like,
you see what I'm saying?
For example, like my job, it works with the federal government, and we are, I call it quasi-federal. And so now what is going to be our purpose? Because my understanding is he doesn't want to outsource these jobs. Why aren't we using the people that we have? Mm. So now what is it? We're going to start taking over more jobs in the private sector, or we're not going to have any jobs.
Yeah, y'all give it up for Sue, man. Sue push it through. She feel bad this morning. Even though she went to Target and got Starbucks, but it's okay.
They got more Starbucks than in Target.
Sue, it sounded like you had two Newports this morning too.
Y'all still shopping?
She sounded like Weezy Jefferson.
Yeah, it's like you had two Newports.
Y'all still fucking with Target or nah?
I don't shop in Target like that faithfully anyway.
The body wash.
You gonna get your curls up? Target got those curls popping up.
You know.
I know you get your hair cut products for them.
I do. I really do.
What you gonna do?
I don't know. I hadn't seen. Oh, I went and stocked up like 2 weeks before all this happened. So I'm good for a little minute.
Vaughn, you gotta stand for something or fall for anything.
But you know,
I mean, but how y'all gonna knock her for still patronizing Target when Walmart is the biggest Trump supporters?
Well, no,
Amazon.
This is my thing.
You can't get around it, bro.
A lot of my supporters, products are in Target.
All of them.
So my thing is if I boycott Target and I want to support my black owned business, it's like a catch 22 situation that I'm in.
But if you think about who doesn't support this man, what are your options to purchasing the daily necessities that you need? Fast food.
Shorty got a website though, right?
Well, the good thing about it is they do have a website.
Right.
And so I can purchase my goods through their website. They have other
vendors
that I just don't want to do it through Amazon, because Amazon, unless you're getting it from the actual Amazon store, is getting it from the distributor itself. Oh, because, you know, Amazon is a lot of fake people out there selling fake products.
Right.
That's true.
But I can go straight to the brand and
so
get it from there.
Do you all feel that maybe, like they're saying, go to Target or all these other places and support, like the IE Tabitha Browns and all these other people that we support? So should we do that?
I need to try her products. I haven't tried them yet.
Like, I mean, you
just kind of right now, like, you just kind of stuck in it right now. You just kind of,
so what
you really can't
do?
Get around
should we support
Tabitha Brown?
Yeah, should we
what she got?
Like her.
And she got some seasoning.
She got seasoning.
Oh, she got like.
She told me she got some seasoning.
Yeah.
I saw it in Sam.
She's like, it's good.
She has this one good seasoning that I really
pans.
Like.
She has a lot of stuff.
She
in
the Black
Target
Martha
right
Stewart.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be the. She's the new Black Martha Stewart.
But didn't she say, keep going to Target and buying my shit?
Her shit in Target.
Okay, support us until her contract.
Her
is up
shit is in Target.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
And they're in a situation where they don't know if their products are gonna still remain on the shelves or not. Oh. So, you know, because they are a part of that DEI.
Yeah.
Through Target.
Crazy. And like Melissa, who is the lip bar, but you know her stuff is everywhere. So she's like, she wasn't surprised when that went down. So, you know, just like, okay, y'all can pull my stuff from Target because I got my own website. I'm in CVS. I'm in other places.
Yeah,
so,
see, I use Camille Rose.
You know.
Camille Rose.
You shaking over there and all that.
Camille Rose make you feel like that?
I love it.
I don't know.
I'm trying to see. Dang.
Yeah, her shit been popping. I've been feeling shit on
like
them. On Snap and them Instagram.
And you following
much?
Yeah.
Be on
talking.
Yeah, I can't with y'all. We ain't even got on the topic of the day.
What's the topic?
We were having a discussion.
Oh, we were having a grown discussion though.
Up on the way to the house. To the big house. We was having a discussion about how when you get older, there are things that you require in your 20s. Then the requirements seem to lessen in your 30s. 40s is kind of like, I'm at a whole different level now. Mm-hmm. 50s, you don't even give up about nothing no more. And then so on and so on.
I ain't
so
there yet.
You what?
50.
You ain't that far. You hitting 50.
We're all around the same
sir,
age, okay?
Are you closer to 40 or 50?
50. But I ain't there yet, though. I don't know how I'm feeling.
Holding on, Huskin.
I'm at the age right now where I don't need to be in 20 different positions. Just give me one, two good ones, maybe three.
There you go. Whereas when you were 20,
yeah,
you was like, throw my legs back all the way to my ears.
Put you,
the
ain't, you ain't know no better.
Turn me all shuffle.
Now my hip need a replacement.
You didn't know any better at
20. My knees hurt.
Yo, she got my damn life on shuffle. I ain't trying to shuffle. I just... Let me go to
this. Give me good 10 minutes.
So what we know at 40 something versus 20 something, my legs didn't need to be all the way back to my ears. If they was all the way back to my ears, then you weren't working with shit, sir. I needed to exit about that room right then and there.
But you didn't.
She went back for more.
That's not true.
You went back. Yeah, you went back.
That's not true.
She went back. Got the ass in the hooker right? book and went back.
We don't do see.
No head.
Once you done dislocated my damn left hip, and that shit still, I'm still suffering from that injury right now.
I'm
not coming back no damn more. Nobody don't want to be at work the next day. Coochie all swollen, throbbing, and God.
Oh, you talk about the present?
Mm. Wait a minute.
I'm just saying, in their 20s, we thought that was cute.
Oh, throw your legs back?
Yeah. Tyrone and...
Tyrone.
I mean, whoever.
Those are the names back in the day.
That's what Tyrone those
was a very popular name back in the 90s.
I only know one Tyrone younger than me. One. The rest of these niggas old.
Okay. Well, let's use Kelvin. Killing us.
That could go either way now. Ain't too many of us running around here.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of
just throwing your name out.
So anyway, I'm incapacitated now because of last night's antics with Kelvin.
He was drinking gin.
Okay. And gin will make you sin. But nobody wants to be going through that feeling or feeling that way in their late 40s. I
want
to go to work and have a good day.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody got to work.
But see, when you're 20, you think that shit is cute.
Throw your legs back.
Right. That's just like these kids now. You see how they have their little toxic relationships, and they think it's cute when they go and key people's cars up and bust windows out, and they fighting and, you know, going through each other's phones. That's cute shit for a 20-something-year-old.
But 20-something-year-old dating two people, though. Date
you know, men
you
calling the polices you, nowadays
or more.
Polices. The polices. Huh?
40-something-year-old dating two people.
No, she said 20-something-years-old. That was what she was saying. They dating two people. They're dating the person who we're in the relationship with and also dating their followers.
Yeah. Oh. That's more than two people.
They down proceed to be,
right.
You know, what they see on Instagram and all that shit. That
right.
Shit look good for the two.
Well, shit,
the
you dating
seconds.
A community. Yeah, you ain't dating no two people.
Right. Yeah. So you're dating for views and likes and shares. Mm-hmm. You ain't dating for love. You ain't out here in the car.
So then when you're 40-something, what are you dating for?
You're trying to find that if you ain't found it already.
In the 40s, I think you're dating for
you. You're dating for now.
You would think, but I think they're still dating.
You're dating for a damn nap. Huh?
Really?
I think so.
Yeah,
in
some
their
do.
40s?
Some do. Some
yes.
Do. Yeah. Some do. Some
you still have 40-something attention-seeking people.
Yeah,
they still, so. They still holding on to what they used to be.
Mm-hmm. But let it go.
And can't let it go. Yeah.
Let it go.
They want that attention from the community. I think they're at that crossroad where... I still want that love, but I do want that security.
Mm-hmm.
I think
they being
that
greedy.
It's a lot of greed going on.
They're being greedy.
Yep.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Appetites are so large.
Yeah, they know.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some appetites.
I think, yeah, there are 40-something-year-old people that, you know.
Still greedy as fuck.
They find social media just as entertaining and... You know, what word do I want to use? I mean, it's just like they got the mindset of a young person.
See, I think what it is for me, social media is still to me is entertainment.
It
it's
is.
Not a
it
real
is.
Place to
right.
me. I still is. Try to keep it where it's supposed to be.
But yep. That goes back to remember when we were younger and we would hear music, right? Mm-hmm. Probably wasn't the best thing we could have been listening to at the time, but we knew it's just music, right? These kids don't know the difference between music and real life.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we have the problem.
I can agree with that. I mean, well, that shit, that's 20, 30s and some 40s too. Still out here thinking you in your 20s.
Right.
Running around like you in your 20s. Because
I have to tell my daughter, like, you really think Sexy Red and what's the other little girl?
Do you really think
that they're doing everything that they say in their music? Yeah, they're not.
Sexy is.
She got gone with your lipstick out.
I love Sexy.
Those kids are being honest.
I love Sexy Red.
I really do think they're living up to
Sexy Red full of shit.
And I always say we.
I think they're living up to what they're saying.
Sexy Red, my thought bitch. We were honest. That's my bitch, though. We were honest.
Why?
What's up?
Why?
We live through our peers.
Sexy Red, my bitch, though.
I'm not saying
you can't stay with me now. You can't stay at my house. Get put out.
Who's Sexy Red?
Sexy Red, my bitch, though.
You can't stay with me. You can't stay with me now.
Okay, but Sue, when we were listening to Foxy Brown and Lil Kim,
right?
Yeah,
Foxy Brown and Lil Kim wasn't doing all that shit. They were saying they was doing. They was doing some, or were witness to it. But ain't no way in hell Trina, Foxy Brown, and all them you was twerking on the nigga, getting money. This, that, and the other.
They were.
I think they were not to the levels of.
She must say why Surviving Diddy.
What?
The boy, he's stupid.
No, I haven't watched anything on Diddy.
Yoshi, that's what I'm saying.
You watched Peacock shit?
I say we because that's our generation. Some of us experience what they were talking about in the lyrics, and some of us experience through our peers.
Yeah.
Okay, it may not have happened to us, but we know that it happened to some of people around us.
Right.
And so we hear that, so okay, we want to live that life.
Mm-hmm.
So now, these are the children that we birthed. Right. And us as community, so guess what? We're gonna go up a notch, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what they did.
You got moms partying with their daughters, and got dads partying with their sons. They smoking together, they drinking together.
Mm. They having sex.
I'm damn near 50. I'm not taking shots with my mom all kind of ways. You know what I'm saying? We may end up at the same event, but like a party? Oh no. You could tell.
Yeah,
we was out. Mom was at a party at the club. We rolled up. She one of us got to go.
Yeah,
like we don't do that.
That's awkward.
But you got some people do that.
Family cookout or
something like that. Fine.
No, not a gathering. No.
One time, this lady called a breakfast club, and she was about to marry a guy. It was engaged. Get married. She met his dad. Then
everybody
else. And then she recognized his dad. She fucked his dad years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hanging out, being outside.
Like that's a lot. It's a lot of that going on.
Being outside.
She didn't know how to tell him. How to break the news to I fuck your dad.
Yeah.
Now y'all about to walk now. About to jump the damn broom and all.
So what happened ultimately?
I don't know. I mean, that was pretty much the end, but I don't know if she ever told him or not. But.
I mean, she called up there to tell us that shit. She could have, like, said, do y'all think I need to?
Yeah, that's what she said.
So what was some of the people's?
I don't remember what they said.
Yeah.
So was the dad still married to his mom at the time that they were seeing each other?
I think he's single. He was single at the time.
Okay, well
part of, I don't think she got into daughter? That side of it.
Huh?
Hold on. Who did what to who?
The son.
The son. Daddy fucked the fiance.
Messed with his son's fiance before they got together.
She told him that.
Well, she didn't tell him.
She hadn't told him yet. She was trying to figure out what to say.
Okay, that's the letter.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Because it's like I go to say you go to the engagement dinner to meet the parents.
Yeah, you need
to
go ahead and put it out there. Just tell them.
Just tell them, right?
You don't want to go ahead and get married and then all this comes out.
But who don't sit around with their boyfriend that they serious about and be like, let me see a picture of your parents. Right. Let me see a picture of your...
Maybe he ain't got to that type of relationship with his dad like that? I mean, I don't know.
I guess they not inquisitive like us. Like,
no, or maybe she's been holding on to it, and this is the final straw. Like, I gotta tell him before we get married.
And I do it because I come from a big family.
Yeah.
And where I'm from, I'm like, look, let me see your entire family because we might.
What side of your family be?
Okay.
Both.
Both.
Seriously.
Right.
Both sides. I even say that to my son right now. Right. Like, look, before you even start dating somebody, let me see him because his dad's side is humongous. Now, where I'm from, you know, I'm from Georgia, so he probably could, but in here in South Carolina,
no,
I really need to see
who for South Carolina, your mom or your dad?
No, none of on my side, nobody's from South Carolina.
His dad's side.
Oh, his dad,
South Carolina,
and it's huge.
His dad's side is.
But you don't think that. That comes from, and I guess I use my own little story. Like,
and it's been known
my dad, right?
That family has already intertwined.
Yeah.
Hold on.
17 kids out here.
Right.
Your granddaddy.
No. This. No, granddaddy had 22.
Your granddad had 22.
Dad got 17, supposedly.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, and I'm the oldest.
So you some kin to the people that own the gas stations?
I don't know.
You might be.
But they white, though.
Right.
I heard they were white.
It don't matter.
But what my point is, like, there's like a disconnect.
The motherfucker DEI over general, right there.
Oh, God. Dumb.
DEI.
Oh,
God. DEI sex. He was hiring and firing him. So anyway, I think there's a disconnect. Like, I don't know. I only know two of them.
Two of your siblings.
Two of your siblings.
Yeah, two of my siblings.
Yeah.
Right.
Really?
But it's 17.
Yeah, I only know two. Yeah, supposedly. Okay. Supposedly.
Won't you do the
even if it's
ancestry?
Five.
The ancestry.
I don't want
to do what?
Why?
Well, he gonna find out though.
Find his siblings.
I know a girl who found a lot of her siblings.
My thing is with that is the reason why I really don't really want to know because the nigga know where I'm at. Like he knew. Where I was
but
at.
But what
he
does
knew,
that have to do with your siblings?
Is it out of respect from your mom or something?
I guess I'm at the point now where I let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wanting to know, wanting to be around, wanting to grow up with, I let that go. Now, I've had a relationship I have with my brothers that I do know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's like, but we actually linked up in our late 30s.
Okay. Mm.
So that growing up aspect wasn't there.
Well, that goes back to what I said about the things that you require at 20, 30, 40, 50. At this point in the time of your life, you might feel like, hey, I'm good.
I can't miss what I ain't never had. Plus, I let a lot of anger for this guy go.
Right.
I was really, in my 20s, I was shitting with him.
See, 20s.
So I let it go. Hot. Now, I have let it go. But once I let that go, I let it all go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want a relationship with me? Fine. But I'm not going to go out here trying to find the messes he created out here in this world.
Okay. Well, I just assumed that maybe you would want to, know where your other
I think he's past that stage.
I'm past that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if I'm number one, they should be meeting me.
Yeah.
And they probably, and it possibly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure they know that there's
I didn't break it. He broke that.
Oh, so you right.
He broke okay. that. I'm putting
Are you your mom's only child?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm putting that on him. He broke that chain out here.
And I'm going to speak on it from the perspective of my father who was out here making babies with different women.
How many babies
his father got? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. My dad was getting it in. Mm. And I've done the ancestry because I know of all of the children. And no one has come up on the ancestry other than the ones that I know about. So not sure yet. It's still there so that if someone was to pop up, I could see the link.
The notification, yeah.
Right, because I know. I mean, I've heard of, know of, but it's not solidified, right?
Yeah.
So my father speaking, and I said, well, it don't bother you that you got these kids out here that you've never met, don't have a connection with, da-da-da-da-da. And he said to me, like, I'm at the age where nothing I could say would make what I did right. So why am I going to hurt myself and hurt that child, opening up wounds that Yeah. I ain't even got no excuse or nothing for it. Right. So it's almost like it's easier for him to just say, hey, I'll just deal with the ones that know about me and want to deal with me versus being, I don't know, man enough to say, hey, right. I'm your daddy. Mm. This is what happened with me and your mama back in the day. It was fucked up. But hey, at this point in time, if I got 5 days left, I would like to get to know you as a person.
Right.
And
right.
He's at the age where he's beyond past
because
that.
Because if
so
somebody was
like,
to take say that, you know, he was to say that to somebody and they said, hell no, nah, nigga, I don't want to deal with you. That I'm sure that would be as hurtful to them as hurtful as it was for him not to be there. So I don't know. I'm just saying, I guess they figure why put themselves through that.
Or
ain't it ain't right either
who
way.
Else, who else daddy got a lot of kids?
Now, look.
Well, no, I mean,
so,
and then,
like, see, my brother, they have a relationship with him.
With your dad?
Yeah. Well, with their dad, because that nigga ain't my daddy. But they have a relationship with him. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like we don't talk about him.
See, right.
When we together, we just together. We it's all about me and him and building our relationship. Mm. We don't even talk about him.
Yeah.
I just, you know, there's so much broken.
Your daddy got a lot of kids?
Ish.
Huh?
My dad, so my dad passed away in 2014. I never met him a day of my life.
Oh, really?
Don't know what he, I have a picture where I was at his house when I was like 2 years old.
Oh.
But okay. I have no recollection of him at all.
Yeah.
And when I found him in 2018, that's when I found out because I've been looking for my dad since 2003.
Wow.
Yes.
How you found him?
Long story. Okay. I put like this, the guy that I was dating at the time, he found him in like 10 minutes. And I've been looking for him all my life.
Damn.
Yeah. He's from Mount Vernon area. Okay. And he was like, it ain't but so many black people live in Mount Vernon and usually they stay in one part of town unless you know, on the up and up and you on in the suburbs. And he's like, I know everybody in Mount Vernon.
Yeah, that was Puffy from.
And within 10 minutes, he found him. Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
And so, yeah, within 10 minutes, all I had was a name.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a common name.
Mm.
And his age. And he went, and when I say he found him, he found the obituary.
Mm.
I don't know what made him go that route, but within 10 minutes. And then I contacted the person on the obituary because the name is very unique. Matrilla or something like that. I found her on Facebook, sent her a message. As a matter of fact, we were at...
I remember when you reached out to your aunt. Yeah,
we were in Charlotte at Sarah Jake's her little thing, and I got the text message from the lady saying, "Hi, I would like to have a conversation with you."
Mm-hmm.
And from there, everything my mom has ever told me was confirmed by this woman.
Right.
And she put me in contact with my dad's sister. And from there, it was
Daddy
history has
just
been made.
Like her, she that
history has
mom.
Been made with that, and so
yes,
oh, yeah,
she had
wonderful.
Her.
She still staying
had
my
brain? His no. Well, she worked for the rail. You know, she lives in Florida now.
Yeah,
but my thing is, when you in your 20s, you have the questions.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in your 30s and 40s, you kind of making peace with it, and as you get older, you kind of just like, I don't need the closure anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much closed the door myself.
I never really cared about not knowing my dad because I had a father figure in my life. My mom's husband, you know, is weird. She met him when she was pregnant, 6 months pregnant with me.
Yeah.
She met him. He dated my mom, married her after she gave birth to me. And I grew up thinking that was my dad for years until they separated.
You know what they say about that now?
So you can't. So you can't miss something that you don't. You've never had. But you gotta remember, I have an older sister.
Let that pregnant pussy go.
And her.
It must have been.
Stop it. So you have a.
She like a
so that's different. You never knew him to miss him.
Right.
Right. But right. But then you have siblings. Like, I have older siblings, and they feel some kind of way about me and my brother because they're like, well, why did my dad marry their mom? Why was my daddy active and closer to them versus me? So you see what I'm saying? Those are the unanswered questions. And those are, but it's just like now you think that the relationship is different, but in a sense, even though I knew him more and had more time with him, I still have indifference and feelings against him because just I'm like, well, you didn't do what you were supposed to do to take care of us and X, Y, and Z. So I kind of felt like I would have been better off having the situation you had versus being so close and for you to just walk away.
But the thing about it is I eventually became bitter to my mom,
right?
In the process. Now, mind you, my mother did a great job raising me.
She did.
She really did. Mm-hmm. I never, you know, everything that I wanted was there. Everything that I needed was there. But when it came, when I started to look for my dad, that's when the walls came up. That's when all this closed mouth, don't want to talk, you know. And granted, it may have been something, you know, very traumatizing. In her life where she didn't want to even open that anymore. But I told my mom as a mother, as a young woman, as a mother, because that's when I started looking for my dad is when my son got about 6 years old or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know what? I want him to know
who his people is.
I saw the dynamics of my son's, his stepmom, my son's stepmom family took better care of him than his own grandmother on his dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird, right? But, you know, and I love that. And I said, you know, I want this for my, I want to know my dad. And so I grew up in my 20s very bitter towards my mom about that situation. Like, I compartmentalized that and kept that separate. Like, I loved her, but then when we talk about that, that's when all the anger came. And then when we closed that door.
Because who else did you have to focus the anger or the feelings towards but her?
But her. And and then as my 30s, I kind of like started to
make peace
with it. Get over it. Well, not get over it, but kind of like.
Yeah, I think I didn't make peace with it until I found my aunt. That's when I told my mom, you know what, it really didn't matter because she did a good job raising me. But it's just crazy how we're in our 20s and 30s and how gung-ho we are about. We're nonstop. We're beating that door down nonstop. And then after a while, it's like, you know what, does it even matter? Because life still moves on. Mm. Either it's either going to define me or I'm going to define it.
Mm.
Well,
so.
But them cats out there that I don't know, them niggas might come with problems.
There you go.
And not only that, let me get
and I
this
might not want to sign
mommy
up for
and
all
daddy
that.
Issues thing. So the mommy and daddy issues are real, but until you identify who you are, I think those are excuses that haven't been dealt with. Like you blaming it on mommy and daddy issues. You know what? That's probably the truth. But then when you know that this is a mommy and daddy issue, what are you doing to help yourself in that situation? Because I cannot stand to meet a grown person, late 30s, 40s, 50 years old, and still having mommy and daddy issues.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's an excuse. I don't want to hear it no more. You know what? If you know that this is an issue, what are you doing to help yourself?
But if they've never been to therapy, how do they fix that?
That's the thing about it. They have to get the help. And I don't want to.
You ever been to therapy?
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah, if they're not strong enough
mentally.
You
ever been to therapy?
Shit, I go to mental health.
I've never been to therapy PTSD, per se, but okay. I do self realizations and I read, and I probably need to see someone to help me get over certain humps, but I'm real with myself.
Right.
Like I really sit there and
you never
be
did therapy?
I've never sat in front of a therapist.
Oh, okay. But you know what, sometimes, and it's a good thing to do, because sometimes some people may only need that one time to go. Some people may need it. And some people may need to just do it quarterly. Some people
I seek the knowledge, but I do know that it is healthy to, because they may prompt questions that I don't know how to ask myself. But I'm at the same time, I am real with myself. I'm not delusional about, or, you know, living in a fantasy about what's really going on. I'm not sitting here trying to overcompensate or dumb down a situation where I know that it needs attention, or deflect my issues on someone else. So I do recognize that, and I deal with it. But prompting questions that could have me to open up other things, I'm sure I can sit in front of someone to help me get over that part.
Okay, so now when you go to therapy, this I'm talking to the vet. I'm talking to the disgruntled vet over here. Do you... I'm just messing with you. So do you talk about your time in the military, or do you talk about, you go all the way back to childhood?
We talk about any and everything that's bothering me. Okay. So not just straight military. We do touch on that, and, you know, we talk about that too. But she also asked me, like, what's going on, family life, personal life.
Mm-hmm. I like professional that for you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at first I wasn't really with it. I ain't gonna lie, but I've been doing it since 2009.
You have the same therapist?
No. They done swapped out a couple times. So, and now I do more video.
Okay.
Just telehealth now, because that's the option.
I think sometimes it takes a lot for Black people to just be open, so they have to really trust their therapist.
Okay, so how I ended up, though, was my mama. I came by her house one day, and she was like, hey, I need to talk to you about something. And she was like, sit down. Let me talk to you. She said, basically, she looked me in my face. She said, I don't know who this guy is, but it's not my son. You need to go see somebody. Because when I came back from Iraq, I thought I was okay, but I wasn't okay. Mm-hmm. To everybody else, I wasn't okay. In my head, I made up my mind, I don't care what I got to do. All I got to do is get back home. Mm-hmm. The same way I left.
Right.
And I'll be fine.
Right.
But I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. She just sat me down. I don't know who this guy is, but I want my son back. You need to go do what you need to do.
I appreciate your mama for doing that.
Get the help you need to get.
Right.
And do what you need to do.
Because a lot of mothers don't approach their children
like
that.
Well, it's the relationship that he has with his mother, too, because if he was a rebellious kid, he probably would not listen to his mom to even consider the ask.
She ain't scared, though. She wasn't scared, you know.
Never show weakness.
She was not scared of me. She didn't care how I was going to react. She didn't care about none of that. She just said, I want my son back. So that put me on the road I need to get on.
She probably was scared in her boots.
She probably was, but she didn't show it. Yeah, no, she didn't show it. And when she said that, it just kind of like just hit, like just, damn. Mm. And I was on that road ever since. None to me. Thank you.
But I think that makes you feel good, too, that for your mom to say, I want my son back, because she saw something beautiful in you. And she wanted that beauty back in your spirit.
Well, I don't know how I look to the world, but to me, I thought I was fine.
I need to see a picture back in the day.
Oh, well, I'll pull up some.
Yeah.
Bad.
Don't you follow him on Instagram? Something?
Bad. I do, but I don't be scrolling. I ain't got time.
You talking about military stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you something.
Yeah. I ain't got time to go back.
But I think that moved on my Facebook.
I think more mothers should bring that out of their children. Hey, I noticed this. Is something going on? Is it? How many mamas, old school mamas, really sit down and talk to their kids and be like, let's talk about what's going on? Because I had to tell my mama one day. She was like, well, let me make you a bowl of grits or whatever. I was like, Ma, I don't eat grits. You know that. She was like, no, I didn't know that. And I'm sitting to myself, how is it that you didn't know that, mother? Because
what was this?
How long ago was this?
Yeah,
this was maybe like a couple months ago. And I have to remember, my mother has 5 children. My mother is 72 years old. So with that being said, that opened me up to, because my mother was adamant on making us eat a hot meal in the morning. So because I was the child who didn't eat grits, my mother made me oatmeal. And might have made something different from. So that's why I said, and that turned on a button in my head that let me know my mother is starting to forget. Because there are intricate things that my mother always, my mother can tell you the time every last one of us were born, the day of the week, everything. So for her to forget something that minuscule to me, I started watching my mother. And then she started with the, did I say that already?
Well, she probably saw you from the back because your ass sticking out a little bit now.
You know, I've got, damn it.
What? I'm just saying. They on one now.
Now, come on now. Everybody knows your ass sticking out a little further than you.
Because we about to go. I say that to say the same way our moms and dads need to check in with us to make sure we okay.
Is your ass sticking out further than
you? We need to do the same check-ins with our parents. Because they're getting older, and they might not be okay.
Yo, I knew you going on 4 years. Your ass was sticking out like that.
You know what?
In 4 years now.
I
know what I mean?
You get me, Susie. Right. Thank you.
Her ass sticking out. Start to stick out now, right?
Hey.
See, I'm trying to tell you.
I don't even know what y'all talking about. I lost train of little me Yoshi, and suck your ears.
Yoshi ass start to stick out. Stick out a little bit.
I can still put on my Kato pack panties.
So that
same ones.
Same ones.
Mm. All right. So
that's probably why your mama asked you.
Where can they find the Scumbag Lounge?
They can find the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You also can find us every Wednesday, all podcast platforms. Also, you could catch us on Dollar Radio on Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Right.
Now, where's Dollar Radio?
If y'all looking for me, you can find me at KStucky76 on Twitter and Instagram. That's KStucky76 on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. All that, man.
You got a TikTok?
Damn, yeah. Skipping.
Okay.
We back on, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, you can always catch us on all podcast platforms. Well, first, thank you guys for coming on today's show. It's been amazing.
Always
been
a treat.
Trying to get y'all on the show for a minute. I guess it's time for us to reciprocate and go on y'all show.
Time go by fast.
Yeah, for sure. Next,
it does.
We need a 2-hour show. We need a 2-hour show.
We know we're not allowed to do more than that now.
We'll pay the fee.
Okay, good. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Never miss an episode on our website at theverynecessarypodcast.com and on all social handles is theverynecessarypodcast. And Sue, take us out.
There you go, Sue.
I did the homework. We have given you all assignments for the past couple of weeks, people. I want the homework. Here's your homework assignment for the week. Reflect on your self-care and wellness journey. Question, what lessons have you learned about your own needs and priorities? How have you had the insights informed your approach to caring for yourself in the 40s? I'm going to repeat the last one. How have the insights informed your approach to caring for yourself in your 40s?
Mm-hmm.
And 50s.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In your 50s.
I'm comfortable getting my feet done.
Sue, all right. Sue got a cute outfit on. Love a sweatsuit. Black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful. And it's Black History Month.
Yeah, happy Black History Month.
And nobody can stop us from celebrating that.
Y'all ladies are beautiful. Appreciate
y'all. Black don't crack.
Y'all calling us in.
We're out,
always good to lay eyes on us. Always good.